Good morning, Tuesday. A great day to be alive in Christ. Welcome. George Watkins here, and we are excited about Jesus and the good things of the kingdom and the wonderful mercies of our Father. Hallelujah. Well, thank you for stopping by, taking time to sit with me around the table of wisdom and hear the voice of the Father speak to us. Now, I realize I'm speaking out of my natural mouth and voice, but what you're hearing the Father's words, not my words. What I'm doing, being obedient to what I am hearing Him say, it's triggering something in you that you're hearing something I'm not saying in detail, but the Holy Spirit is opening up something different. Isn't that amazing? I have been in a lot of church services and heard a lot of preachers. And most of the time, I'm taking notes. Half of it's not what they're saying, it's what I'm hearing the Holy Spirit say to me. So I know it works. Well, we're going to talk about remembering today. Before we do, thank you for all the support you give. Subscriptions, liking, Facebook, thumbs up, sharing, comments, all those good things. Thank you for that. And for those that have been nudged by the Lord to send us a financial blessing, we thank you and bless you for that also. Well, what do you say when you can't remember? I worked for a great man of God, pastor in Southern California in my formative years. I had traveled 15 years as an evangelist, and worked with my father in his church off and on as I traveled, came and went out of the church. But it was in Southern California that I spent 2 years under a great pastor. And he really formed my ability to pastor. My dad formed my ability to pray, seek the Lord, study the word, and preach. I didn't know how to have an office, didn't know how to counsel, didn't know how to keep a schedule. Those things were formed by this pastor. But he was a great note taker, and he kept notes all the time. And I was coming down the aisle. Church was full and church was about ready to start. And he was talking to someone. And I heard him. He came by me and he said, "What's that guy's name? I can't remember it." I gave it to him and he called him by name. And then he thanked me later. Remembering. It's so good to remember. Spirit of God talked to me today and said, "Chill out and remember." So I saw a picture of my associate in the early days, went by his little office room there in our rented house, and he had his feet up on the chair or the table, leaning back with his eyes closed. They said, "Hey, man, what are you doing in there?" He says, "I'm thinking." Well, it turned out in our couple of years together, that was his strong suit. He was a great thinker. But to think, you've got to chill out. You've got to cool down. You've got to relax. Then your brain or your thinking apparatus begins to not have all of its fuel going to your nerves. You begin to remember and you begin to think about things. I tuned up the word remember on my little iPad. 210 times the Bible talks about remembering or remember. It's a big deal. Much of those is that God remembers. And in the early scriptures, he's talking about remembering his covenant, remembering the promises he gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, remembering all the things that he had laid out for the children of Israel and for the believer. Genesis 9:16, he put a bow, rainbow in the sky, and he says, I put it there so that you will remember that I remember the covenant. Isn't that something? A double remembering. He put the rainbow in the sky, so when I see that, I remember that he remembers that he has promised something to us. That particular covenant said he is not going to flood the earth again. Well, that's good news. Now, not to be facetious or disrespectful, but there's some places that have gotten flooded pretty bad and deadly floods. But God said he wasn't going to judge the earth with floods anymore in that particular thing. Okay, Genesis 42:9, Joseph remembered his dream. I read that today as I was in prep, and I thought, wow, that could preach. To remember your dream. All of us have one, or two, or three, but there's a main one. And, you know, the classic young girl, I don't know, she grows up, she's got a dream of Prince Charming. I know the phrase, tall, dark, and handsome, you know, somebody that's going to grab their heart and fill their life with thrills. That's a dream. Men, boys, have dreams of that. Sure, we want our companion. We dream of that wonderful girl someday that will love us and we'll love them. But we have dreams of things like hot rods and rocket ships and big guns and dirt, you know, big dirt diggers and races that we'd like to run or race. Just a boy thing, I suppose. Not exclusively that, but I'm a boy, so that's what I thought about. Dreams. I also had dreams of preaching, pastoring, well, mostly evangelism. I really didn't have a dream of pastoring until I was in my 30s. I started traveling when I was 15, serious about it when I was 17, and traveled till I was 33 or 4. Now, in that time, I had a dream of becoming a big evangelist. I was going to have the big tent. I was going to have the big crowds. Well, what God did for me was he trained me in the art of believing God and having faith. That was pretty important. Not just get big and be famous. I didn't want to be famous for famous sake, but, you know, that kind of comes along. But I learned how to trust the Lord in those days, and he sent me to all kinds of places. I was in the medium size and the small and the smaller and you know, the 2x4 place. But I learned how to pray. I learned how to trust. I learned how to prophesy and hear the voice of the Lord. I learned how to depend on him for my source, and he supplied my needs. And it was in those formative 15 years or so of traveling that I was able then to be formed and shaped. And the dream that I had morphed into the dream that God had for me. That's those desires he puts in your heart. Some of those desires we don't know about until a development happens on level 1 or level 2, and all of a sudden level 3 comes, and boom, the lifelong career happens, or, you know, the passion happens. It's interesting to dig into some of the superstars, ones that have made it in Hollywood, and see how they stumbled in or worked their way in or believed they could do something and then made some moves for it. They had a dream. There's a very famous, well, he's famous now. He wasn't a few years ago. That he's a writer, producer, filmmaker, and actor. And I heard an interview the other day, and he said, Not many people make it after 20 years of trying. It was 20 years doing small parts and bit parts. He tried to break in here and have a little acting part there. One day someone said, "Hey, why don't you write this script for me?" And in two or three days, he wrote this script. And he said, "I finally discovered why I'm in Hollywood and what I love." And he began writing scripts. He's written some of the biggest stuff going now on streaming television and so forth. And he's got 5 or 6 or 7 projects going right now, writing and producing. But it was 20 years of dreaming, but he didn't see the development. And all of a sudden, poof. Now, I've been through several stages of that, and so have you. I want you not to forget your dream. And Joseph remembered his dream. Wow, that's exciting, and that's important for me to know that. Now, Moses remembered, he said, "Remember the day you came out of bondage," in Exodus 13:3. Remember the day you came out of bondage. I was never in bondage. Well, I needed Jesus, but I was 7. So I hadn't been in prison. I hadn't shot anybody. I was not addicted to anything, but I needed Jesus. So that's my remembering. I have a birthday every Easter, and I've had a bunch of them. But I tell you, we need to remember the day the Lord delivered us from bondage. Some of you have some amazing escapes and deliverances. I had a piano player that was our pianist for quite a number of years, and he was a bad character, and God delivered him and brought him out, and he was such a sweet songster, sung the song of the Lord and played an anointed piano, and he remembered the day God delivered him. Now, these are things we need to remember. These are things that are important in our remembering list. The old Santa Claus thing, you know, he's got his list out and he checks it twice. Well, you need to have that list and check it over in your worship time, in your praise time, in your meditation time, in your thinking time. Think on these things. I've always loved and preached on it many times, Philippians 4, where it says, think on these things. Whatsoever things are pure, true, honest, virtuous, so forth. Think on these things. That's a remembering chart and a little help you can have, you know, to work your memory. Take out that Philippians 4 verse and list out the things that have happened that are good and pure and virtuous and honest. And you'll find that you're remembering God's faithfulness. You'll be remembering his promise to you. You'll be remembering he'll never fail you. You'll be remembering that he is true to his word. Wow. Jesus exhorted his disciples to remember the words that I am telling you now. And the scriptures give us several references. And they remembered, you know, that he said, wow, he was really right. He did raise from the dead. Remember what I'm telling you, he said. So I encourage you today on this Tuesday to chill out, take some time to relax, let your body have a rest so that your thinker and your rememberer can go to work and remember the Lord your God. I love that scripture David wrote in Psalms. He said, Psalms 27, some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. We sang that so many years. Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. Well, that cost you extra for that one. Amen. What a great day to be alive. I love you guys and gals. Thank you for your prayers, your support, your encouragement, and subscribing and liking and all the good things you do to encourage us along. Share this with somebody. Somebody needs to see my pretty face every morning. Amen. All right. Well, tomorrow's Wednesday, and I love Wednesdays because it gets closer to Friday, my favorite day of the week. All right. We will see you in the morning. Until then, be strong, be bold, for the Lord thy God is always with you.